I'm Robert Wells, and let's talk about sports. Hit that red subscribe button down below and turn on your notification to get all the new videos on Cross Sports. The World Cup in soccer started last month on Sunday, November 20th in Qatar. There are a lot of good teams representing their country. I don't have a favorite yet, but soccer is fun to watch. May the best country win. In Major League Baseball, former Chicago White Sox first baseman Jose Abreu signed with the defending World Series champions, the Houston Astros, to a three-year deal. I'm going to miss Jose Abreu on the south side of Chicago. I was hoping he would have won a World Series title with the White Sox, but I hope he gets his first championship ring with the Houston Astros. God bless you always, Jose Abreu. We're going to miss you in Chicago. Some men's college basketball that would catch your attention. The first game is tonight. Number 14, Gonzaga, at number 7, Baylor. This game will be a lot closer than some people think. I think the Zags will play their game, but if they don't, the Baylor Bears will win this game. But I think the Zags will win this game down to the wire by 3 points. The next game is tonight. Number 16, Illinois, at number 22, Maryland. I'm looking for Illinois to win tonight, even though I didn't pick them a few weeks ago against UCLA. My bad, Illinois. I got Illinois winning this game by 10 points. And the final men's college basketball game to watch on Sunday, Minnesota, at number 5, Purdue. My friend Stacy, who graduated from Purdue, he is very happy that Purdue is ranked in the top 5. And he was just telling me, man, I'm glad Purdue is back on the map again. And I agree with him because I'm a Purdue fan, too. I have said it before a few weeks ago on Cross Sports. And as you can tell by my tone, I'm picking Purdue to win this game by 13 points. Some college football conference championship games that will keep you on the edge of your seats. The first game in the Big 12, number 13, Kansas State versus number 3, TCU. Kansas State is no joke, but I think TCU has the momentum on their side. I got TCU winning this game by 12 points and advancing to the college football playoffs. The next game in the SEC Southeastern Conference, number 11, LSU versus number 1, Georgia. I'll get to the point. I think Georgia is too loaded not to win this game. I got Georgia winning this game by 14 points and advancing to the national championship game. And the final game to watch is in the Big Ten, Purdue versus number 2, Michigan. Congratulations to the Purdue Boilermakers on winning the Big Ten West Conference and advancing to the Big Ten Championship in Indy. I'm glad Purdue football is back. Stacy said that this will help the Boilermakers recruit players for their program, and I agree with him. I haven't been to a Purdue game since 2004 when Kyle Orton and the Purdue Boilermakers were ranked number 5 in the nation and they played against Wisconsin. They lost that game, but the stadium was rocking. I will never forget that. For Michigan, I said 2 weeks ago that Michigan will beat Ohio State, and I said it on Cross Sports, right here on Cross Sports. You could check out the last video 2 weeks ago. The evidence is there. Check it out. The Wolverines went into the Horseshoe, Ohio Stadium, and beat Ohio State 45-23. I said to Mrs. Starkey before the game, I said, Ohio State, everyone picked Ohio State to win. The whole nation did. Let's shock the world. And that's exactly what Michigan did twice, 2 years in a row, and counting. And see, even former Michigan Wolverine great Charles Woodson picked Michigan to win, and he's on the right side of the screen, a man of integrity. I got Michigan winning their second consecutive Big Ten championship by 20 points or more, because it's going to happen. You see? Go Blue! And finally, NFL games that will keep you entertained. The first game in the oldest rivalry in NFL history, the Green Bay Packers at the Chicago Bears. I hate to say this, but the Packers are going to win. There's no other way around it. Bears wide receiver Darnell Mooney and free safety Eddie Jackson are both out for the rest of the season due to injuries. Lord, I pray that you heal their bodies and they come back stronger in Jesus' name. And if you don't even play sports, sports or not, I pray that God will heal your body and that you be healed right now in the name of Jesus. I just wanted to see Justin Fields develop, and he did. He's the guy in Chicago, the franchise quarterback, and you just build around him, because in 2023, the Bears are going to be better. But for this game, I think the Packers are going to win by 17 points. The next game, the New York Jets at the Minnesota Vikings. This game might be a classic. Both teams are going to make the playoffs, but I think the Vikings are going to win by 10 points. The next game, the Tennessee Titans at the Philadelphia Eagles. The Eagles are the only team in the NFL with 10 wins. Well, make it 11, because I think they're going to win this game. It may be easy, it may not, but either way, I got the Eagles winning this game by 12 points. The next game, the Miami Dolphins at the San Francisco 49ers. This will be a battle in the Bay Area. That's what I really believe what's going to happen. Both teams are playing well. Both teams are fighting for a playoff spot. I got the 49ers winning at home by a touchdown. In the last game in the NFL, the Kansas City Chiefs at the Cincinnati Bengals, last year's AFC Championship game. You better believe that the Chiefs have revenge on their mind. My friend Stacy, who is from Missouri, the Show Me State, he wants the Chiefs to win too. Stacy, I got your Chiefs winning this game by 2 touchdowns. And finally, leave your comments down below so I can post your comments on Cross Sports. It's another way to communicate with me. Holla! What's up? And we'll do another recap of all sports happening this weekend and next week as well. Thank you all for watching and listening. Talk to you next time on Cross Sports. Peace.